Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 40 of From Long Distance to Marriage. We have a special edition episode this week because we brought you on a mini vacation with us. So we're not in our normal podcast studio, we've got the dogs with us on our little getaway, so you might hear more barking, more nails clapping on hardwood floors than normal.
Like the old episodes.
More grunting and snoring from the pug. And just, they're just giving us the most... What kind of looks would you call those?
They're bemused that they're not on our laps.
Yeah, they're sitting on the opposite sofa, just staring at us like, what is all this equipment around you? Why are we not getting cuddles right now? Oh, Alfie's just gone to sleep, so he doesn't care. Oh, no, he's licking now. Anyways, enough narration on our dogs. As we said, we're away at the moment. So basically, Rich's dad and stepmom have a beautiful house in the country, and they're away. So we're here kind of house-sitting slash watering
the plants.
I mean,
it's not even a long weekend. It's just literally for the weekend.
It's just our weekend. But we left Friday night.
But
so.
It's just so quiet here.
It's quiet. There's loads, like, their garden's massive. There's badgers use their back garden as, like, a thoroughfare. They dig under the fences, so Bruce has a great time sniffing around, smelling the badgers, and...
And going next door.
And going in the holes. Three times he's run away. Since we've been here.
He doesn't run away. He goes next door and barks at them.
Yeah, this is the thing. He has the audacity to break into someone's garden and then sit there and bark at them. Like, who the hell are you? Why are you here? It's like, no, little dog. Why are you here? And Alfie just sits with us and just wants to snuggle, really. But no, it's been really nice to get away.
So, should we talk about what we're going to talk about?
Well, we're talking about what we're going to talk
That's
about,
true.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... kind of gave us the idea to do a little episode on kind of the importance of vacations or getaways on top of normal quality time with your partner. And I think this is a great example of, you know, people think, oh, you know, maybe we can't afford a vacation. Particularly if you're in a long distance relationship, you're already spending a lot of money to get to and from each other. But it doesn't have to be a big vacation, and this is a perfect example of that. Like,
well, and this isn't just, not just long distance, but probably not primarily long distance. I think this is mainly for couples who are physically together.
In a non-distance.
Because I think if you're long distance, like, being together is almost like vacation.
Yeah, your time together is more quality because you're cherishing it more.
Yeah, so I think this is really for people who are either closed the distance or never had the distance, and you're living together.
Primarily, but I think there's probably... instances where, depending on your situation, when you are together in a long-distance relationship, that might just be going there, they're going to work.
Yeah, yeah, what I'm saying is it's more all-encompassing than just long-distance. This is for anyone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. As our, a lot of our episodes are, I think. But yeah, I think, like I said, this is a great example. You don't always have to pay a lot to fly somewhere or even drive very far or... you know, pay for a ritzy
hotel.
Yeah,
we're like 40 minutes from home.
We're like, 45 minutes to an hour from home. We don't have to pay anything to be here. We've, you know, paid for some meals out and, you know, a few little treats that we've been doing. But no, it's really nice. It's quiet. We said it's been really shitty weather, like, the past day or two and a lot of rain, but there's a little patio in the back garden. You probably, if you follow us on Instagram, you've seen me put up some stories of us just kind of, like, chilling, reading, the dogs loving life. And it's just really special. And I think it's really important to make sure that you have these little escapes. I think Airbnb is fantastic and it's made getting away so much easier. Like, you can go away for like a couple nights for less than $100 with Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I think people can really easily save up for a budget.
But let's talk about why it's important. And I think we've always found that we just completely reset. Like, we haven't even got to stay away. It can be a day out. Like, we've been to the zoo for the day, and then we just feel more connected again.
Yeah.
We mentioned a previous episode about the importance of time apart.
Yeah.
And how, you know, we were just sort of grating on each other, so you spent the night at her friend's and I spent the night at home on my own, and we both just sort of recharged. And
yeah, there was like some conversations that we needed to have and we just couldn't because we were, like you said, just grating on each other. But that time apart reset us. We were able to talk about the things that had been just little annoyances, nothing huge, but even that sometimes can be difficult to address.
Yeah, but then other times it's just, you know, we talk a lot about the responsibilities that you get as an adult couple and bills to pay and subscription dates and just that you have work and you've got to cook dinner and all this kind of thing that just get in the way of... They just get in the way, and then something as simple as spending the day out, you're away from the house, you ideally your phones aren't a constant companion, you know, that we don't take the dogs with us, you can leave your kids with family if that's possible, and it's just you and your partner without any of the everyday stress and tribulations, and we've always found that really helps us.
I think what it comes back to partially for us is, yeah, it's a distraction. Sorry, we're separated from the distractions of our life, you know, like you said, phone messages. Your relationship, as happy as you are and as much as you love each other, when you live together and either are married or just running a household together, it becomes a business, essentially. Yeah. You're running your life as a business together. But what we've always kind of thought, especially for us, is when we have a nice day out or a little getaway, it really takes us back to the early days for us. Because when I first came over here, you know, I spent a month in England the first time we met, and most of that was us having days out exploring. We had a couple little nights at a hotel here and there, you know, and just really like...
Well, you get to see each other again in a sort of... You see them relaxed, you see them smiling and happy and them being...
carefree, kind of, almost.
Yeah, but you also see the little things that make them happy and joking, and that can just sort of... spark a different energy, like nostalgia almost. Like, oh, I remember this side
exactly.
of you.
Exactly, and it's stuff that you see, like I said, when we were first together. And I think I feel at my most kind of, I don't know, childlike, or where I feel at the most wonder when I'm exploring and adventuring. And this was something a couple weeks ago. We were lying in bed on a Saturday morning, like snuggling. And I said, oh, I just feel like we need a little adventure. And that's kind of when I feel like I'm most awake. And that's probably when you see, you know, those glimpses of me, like you said, that some of your favorite things about me, like when I can have childlike wonder or be really animated about something. And so I think...
Well, it just also relaxes you, because, you know, yeah. you've always been quite open that you get anxiety and you fret about things and you're overactive mind.
Yeah,
about
my things. Mind's exhausted all the time from stressing about stuff.
But days like that seem to take you away from the situation, and then you're focused on enjoyable things rather than... like the responsibilities.
Yeah, whatever we're discovering or seeing, yeah.
And then, you know, that changes my frame of mind from someone there to reassure you or to help you or whatever it might be.
Well, and you're also kind of someone who's constantly in a frame of mind of, like, wanting to achieve and constantly be productive. And I think... it gives you a break from that, and you can kind of relax, and your personality comes out a little bit more, because as much as it's great that, you know, how much I admire everything that you want to achieve and do, sometimes it's like, okay, you know, just chill out a little bit, relax, you know, we can do this too. So I think it is really important. And also it's just time together above it all.
Yeah. That's the main thing. It's just time together, and it's quality time together, because we spend all our time together outside of work, but it's not always quality time. It's vegging out in front of the TV, maybe are on our phones.
Or working on projects or podcasts.
You know, we're in the house together, but we're not together.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quality time together. But I think something long distance people will come to appreciate is we found that sort of being apart for more than a day or two, which is rare for us, but you know, it's happened, like you've gone back to America for... what was that, maybe 2 weeks?
Yeah, just under 2 weeks.
So it's rare for us, but we find that it kind of takes you back to the communicate. You're basically your long distance again. So you very quickly slip back into that, and you know, the communications technique for us was messaging, phone calls when it was possible. And it's just weird because you spend years and years and years having closed the distance, living together as a, you know, like normal relationship. And then... temporarily and quite suddenly you're sort of reminiscing of, oh, this is what it used to be like all the time for us. So, but it's really nice in a way because you kind of think, you remember that, oh, we've overcome this. So it kind of almost becomes like, it's not role-playing, but you know what I mean? It's like, you know it's not going to last. It's, you can just enjoy it for the moment.
Yeah, it's nostalgic, and it kind of reminds you of the value of that person and everything.
And then you add to that the whole absence makes the heart grow fonder thing, and it's, oh, you know, I miss you. Because what's really strange about it is obviously we now live together in a house that we've only ever lived with each other in. It's not like, you know, oh, I live at home and you've moved in.
Or I moved into your flat or something.
Yeah, yeah, so this is like our home. So when you're not in it, it's really weird. It's like, oh, I've never been in here without you before. And so for a few hours, like, that's fine. That happens all the time. But when you're not there for a weekend or a week...
Or even a night.
Well, the night's okay. Like, when it's one night, yeah, it's kind of weird. But then, like we said in that episode, but
like
that
you said, it's nice. Enough to reset.
Yeah, it's enough to reset. But you don't feel like it's long distance. But when you're away, I really like it. I just think, you know...
You like when I'm away?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, because I miss you. You know, I never get to miss you. And it, like I said, it takes you back to that sort of, this is what it was like every day for years, of the wanting to meet, wanting to be together. We've done that. So you know, we always say, don't we, like, it's so easy to take each other for granted.
Mm.
And when one of you isn't there and you remember, like, this is what we were fighting all the time. We've now got what we were fighting for. And, you know, you kind of put things into perspective. And it's nice.
I feel like you've changed the topic of this episode.
No, it's about time apart and vacations. I'm saying this includes...
About time together.
This includes when one of you has vacation or time on your own. I think for long distance people, that has a particular sort of nuance to it.
So, like, when one of you's on vacation... In a long-distance relationship, like with your family or something?
Yeah, like, okay. you went home to your family. I don't know, you had a work trip another time, but...
But you said for long-distance people.
I was saying for long-distance people, there's that nuance that if you are apart like that, it takes you back. So when you went back for, what was it, Thanksgiving, that only happened because we were long-distance. Otherwise, you know, that's like a culture thing you've got that I haven't got, so you went back.
Yeah, for sure. I think in terms of having holidays and time away together, that it gives you, you know, on top of everything else we've mentioned already, it gives you the chance to make new memories. And I think that's really important because, like I said, for us, the early part of our relationship, okay, yeah, so the first month we were here, it was vacation because Rich was working freelance and I was on, you know, summer break as a teacher. So we literally had nothing else to think about. We had a month of just focusing 100% on each other. It might have been a few hours that you did some work, but for the most part...
We didn't really have bills to pay.
Well, no, we had nothing. I mean, we had, like, to pay for our travels and days out and stuff. Yeah, we were staying with your, you know, different family members over the course of the few weeks for free.
Yeah.
And it was genuinely just, this amazing heaven vacation. And then you came to stay with me in America several months later... And even still, that was really lovely, and we created a lot of memories, but it was a bit different because I was obviously at work, you were freelancing, doing that work when you were out there and doing a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've mentioned it before how kind of disappointed I was with the transition of that, oh, this is our vacation, that's all we have together, just, you know, wonderful, no responsibility, and then transitioning into that, oh, we're still together, and that's wonderful, but I have to go to work, he's working, like, it's not just playtime all the time. So I think... Having these pockets of time that you create, whether that's, like you said, a day trip, going to the zoo, just going for a mini road trip, going to the beach.
Well, because it changes people, too. You know, the stress and pressures of everyday life.
Mm, yeah, totally.
I have to go to bed, I have to go to work, and not everyone enjoys their job. Or, you know, there are days when it's just
hard,
more frustrating. Yeah, hard. You have to think, oh, can we afford this? Can we afford that? That bill's causing a problem. Car's broken down, like all those little things.
Mm.
When you first talk, when you first meet, and like you just said, we were lucky enough for that first month, we had nothing to think about. But when you're in those places, psychologically, you're a different person. You're relaxed, you're happy, you're kind of carefree, you're more open to things, you're more agreeable. So then when you kind of get bogged down with everyday life, the different side of people comes forward, where maybe you're less agreeable, you're more on edge, you know, you're going to quicker to react to things, and yeah, you're frazzled and you just want to sit down and relax and take a load off. And so these kind of times to reset and recharge, they bring out the other, probably the person that you fell in love with in the first place, and you can forget that they're in there.
Yeah. And also I think, you know, on kind of quite similarly to that, not to repeat, but you know, you've got your work, you've got the rat race. Like for us, you know, we have a lot of other things we're trying to achieve as well. I mean, the podcast is one of the projects, but then there's also, you know, other things that we're working on to trying to achieve. And so, and for me at the moment in particular, my day job is insane right now. Like it's fun and I'm enjoying it, but I've got, you know, two people I'm managing that's quite new. I've been recently made an account manager. So like there's been loads more responsibility thrown at me and it's great fun, but I'm having to learn and figure things out. So when I get home, I'm like, and then, okay, then we've got these projects. So I'm sure that projects, I'm being English, projects. And so, yeah, I'm sure. And you too, to an extent. So I think, yeah, we're getting along. We're happy, but we're probably not communicating, chit-chatting as much as we normally are because we're focusing on so many different things and worn out from it. Mm-hmm. And like for you this week, you've been doing a volunteer thing. So you've been out in the sun doing manual labor all day with work. So you have
during our like heat wave.
Yeah, our little UK heat wave.
So I've been coming home and I was like, I'm sitting down.
And you're just like not talking. Fair enough. You're knackered. Like, so I think that something like this is really important because we literally have nothing else to focus on but each other. And it's been fun. Like it just gives you a chance to, you know, put your head above water and, oh, there you are. Like, I know I'm with you every day and living this life and we're killing it together, but sometimes you just need a chance to be together. Like, it was so nice last night. You know, we left home after work, made the little journey here and, you know, got an Indian takeaway, snuggled up on the sofa with a movie and just like snuggled and relaxed. And it was just like, it's almost like it gives you permission to pay more attention to each other. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like it kind of turns you into like boyfriend, girlfriend again. Mm.
Like something is simple. So at home, we have a sofa that has fits three people on it. And the end two pieces recline. So we each always sit on the end two pieces, which means we never snuggle on the sofa anymore because we love to recline so much. Here, the sofa doesn't recline. So we push the
arm. And it's narrower.
And it's narrower. And there's like a footrest ottoman thing. So we're actually snuggling last night, which just makes a difference. I don't know. It all probably sounds really trivial, everything I'm saying, but I think it all adds up. It switches up the routine. And as someone who is quite anxious, like routine is good for me and it makes, you know, me feel like I have a structure to my life. But sometimes you need to break away from that and take a break from it. And like you said, recharge, reset, reconnect.
Yeah. The three R's.
Yes. Recycle, reduce, reuse.
I was going to say something then. I don't know what it was. It's gone.
Yeah,
it's
gone. That's what you said.
Fuck it, that's annoying.
It's annoying.
But it's something I think people should prioritise. Mm. And because I think, you know, like, I feel like we don't really go on holiday as such.
No, because we go to America.
Yeah, and like, there's no way around it. Like, holidays are really expensive.
Yeah.
And it, especially if you're going abroad, you just say, okay, we're in the UK, so Europe's right on your doorstep. You think, it's right there. Well, you're still looking at, it could still cost to get there, because, okay, we can get the train into a lot of places in Europe, but you've still got to get to the train station, which...
Well, often, the train still costs money, like the Eurotunnel.
The train still costs money, but to get there, so, you know, some of the trains you can put your car on, okay, so you have to drive there, that's petrol, and then it's how much money to drive there, and then you've got your cost when you're out there, you've got your accommodation, you've got your food, you've got your entertainment, like, it's still, like, a holiday is an expensive endeavour, so I can fully understand people listening to this saying... Yeah, that's easy for you to say, but, you know, we can't afford it.
But that's why days out are really important,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, that's why days out are important. And like what you said at the beginning of this episode, what we're doing here, we're just staying at a family member's house because
they're away,
it's convenient for everyone involved. It just so happens to be in a really nice, quiet place, you know.
Yeah. But that's why I said,
like, it's not like a fancy house. It's just they keep it nice and tidy. It's kind of like, you know, nicely laid out house, but it's not like, oh, they live in this mansion in the countryside.
No, it's just a nice little house, but it's got...
with grounds.
Like, no, it's got a beautiful little garden. It's like a little oasis out there, and it's within walking distance of the town's high street, which is really kind of historic looking and old buildings. Yeah,
it's like
and
a step back in time.
Yeah, but, lovely, you know, cafes. It can be anywhere.
And really the main thing with it is it's a change of scenery. And I think any change of scenery is a chance for you to sort of experience the same things. Like you said, we've only stayed in, what, two Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And the first one of that was literally just the room in their house. But it kind of felt kind of the same thing. We knew they weren't going to disturb us. We had a lock on the door.
That didn't feel at all the same as this to me.
It didn't feel the same as this, but it was a change of scenery. And
I actually didn't like that very much.
Why?
I just felt like I was in a room in someone else's house.
We were, but it was like...
Yeah, but it felt that way.
It was a different room. Like, it's a change of scenery. We were close to the town of Chester there.
But, you know, you can get, like,
it's the same opportunities.
You can get, affordably, a whole apartment or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, just last night, or maybe this morning, thinking how nice this is and how easily, you know, we could go to Airbnbs within an hour of home. It would cost us nothing. Well, yeah,
this is what I was going to get to, is it doesn't have to be a full holiday. It doesn't have to be, oh, we're going abroad for 2 weeks, or...
You're staying at a fancy hotel.
Staying at a fancy hotel for two... Yeah, it can literally be, okay, we're going to go to this...
cute little seaside town or whatever.
Or just this house on Airbnb that the owners are away for the weekend. If you can't do that, then have a day trip out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, so local attractions.
For anyone
who's listening
in the UK, like, we did the Isle of Wight when you came over, and that was really nice. That's a really short ferry ride to this little island. You know, wherever it is, it could just be a day trip.
There's always, like, local attractions. Like, you mentioned the zoo. You love going to zoos. It's, like, your favourite thing. They always have discount days or coupon, you know.
And there's, like, food fairs. We've had vintage fairs. We don't go to them, but, you know, if you just look, like...
Fairs.
Just look what's on.
Yeah.
Even if you have to travel... Half an hour.
There was one day that it was when I hadn't lived here for, I think, probably less than a year, about a year. And so we live in Kent in England. And Rich has always grown up, you know, lived and born and raised in the county. And I think it was just like a Saturday or a Sunday. We woke up and you said, oh, I want to take you back towards the area, you know, the town like half an hour away or whatever, where you grew up and stuff. And we went to, like, these really cool caves, and then, like, you went and showed me the mall that you used to go all the time, and we got some lunch, and then we went to the park you would go to as a kid, and it was just a full, you know, none of that, apart from the caves, which cost, like, £5 each.
Yeah, that was really cheap.
And it was a really long, cool tour. Like, apart from that, it only cost us gas for the car.
But these weren't just, like, shit caves. Like, they were, like...
They were amazing.
But they were they... Man-made or what?
Yeah.
Because they had, like, this little stage area. They said, like, the Rolling Stones played in there. Hendrix played in there.
It started out... It was an ancient...
The Druids used it.
Well, they think the Druids used it.
I'm sure they said they did.
Well, they think they did.
No, they think it's haunted. I'm pretty sure they said Druids did use it. And they used to have that... There's a competition thing where they said, like, you know, people could try and stay overnight, see if they could...
Well, it started out... I mean, I think the first known history of it was the Romans used it when they occupied England as a chalk mine, because it was all chalk in there. But yeah, they've seen some stuff, and then they think the Druids used it as well. And then, yeah, it was used as a air raid shelter in World War II.
That was harrowing.
Because it's just outside of London, and London obviously was, you know, air raided in World War II. Well,
they've
still
got some of that set up, haven't they? They've got, like,
Bunk beds and stuff, and there's, like, a church.
Crammed in.
Like, it was crazy. Really, and then, like, in the 60s, it was used as, like, you know, they would have concerts in there, and, like, Jimi Hendrix played there. Did the Stones? But, like, big names.
Yeah,
like, you'd go to the entrance, you'd pay, and they'd give you a lantern and say, follow the music. And, like, each different chamber of the cave would have different acts, and you could stay and listen and go to other ones. So anyways, if you're in the London area, it's called Chislehurst Caves, and it's really cool. And I'd like to go back, actually.
Yeah, I would
too. But yeah, so, like, this, you know, this day was a full day of just hanging out, and it literally cost us
petrol.
Maybe £10 for petrol, £10 for the caves, and probably £15 for lunch. Less than £50 for the whole day. That was wonderful. And I still look back with, like, oh, it was such a nice day. And I loved seeing where you grew up and stuff. And now for us, like, when we go to America, obviously it costs a lot to get there. But when we're there, the days you remember are when I'm showing you the places that were my old stomping grounds, or we go into Hollywood, which is only an hour drive, and, you know, go to the restaurant that you like. And I just think that for me as a person with like an anxiety and depression, like challenges, I always have to have something to look forward to. It doesn't have to be big.
Yeah.
It can just literally be like, oh, we're going to go out to dinner and see a movie this weekend, or we're having friends over. Like, I just need little landmarks.
Yeah. I mean, on that, it kind of ties in very nicely with date nights, the importance of doing that. And really, it kind of like is that, but on a slightly bigger scale.
Yeah, so, just slightly bigger.
And just work within your means. So if you know, if you can't do 2 weeks away, can you do a week? If you can't do a week, can you do a weekend? If not, do a day. It doesn't have to be abroad. It can be a staycation. I hate that term. But, you know, it can be a staycation or just a day out, something new, something you both want to do. I mean, or a new experience, you know.
I mean, we love just going into London, you know, for the day, which, you know, not everybody's quite close to a big, amazing city, but there's something near you that's a cool town.
And if you want to do something but you can't afford, like, so let's say you both would like to do skydiving or bungee jumping, whatever. I guess they're quite expensive, but a lot of the companies that do them raise money for charities. So if you could say, okay, you know, we'll do it and raise money, then you can just...
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but it doesn't, you know, it seems like, oh, I can't afford all that much money. But like, maybe people to chip in and help you as a sponsored activity.
Yeah.
You know, so there are ways to do things if you really want to, and if and just work with your means. Yeah, like you said, you love a movie and dinner night.
Yeah, I love, you know, anything that's a little... I just like having a plan for something that's going to be nice. It doesn't have to be big. But also spontaneity is good too. Like, again, it was a couple of years ago, I was going through kind of a rough patch with depression, and I was just really stuck and, you know, like nothing really bad was going on. I was just struggling. And I woke up one Saturday morning and it was kind of cold and it was winter. And you were like, what's up? You know, what's going to make you feel better? I was like, I just need a day out. I need an adventure. So we went to London. We went to the zoo. We went to that. Remember, like, the Winter Wonderland thing was so busy that we're just like, screw this. This is insane.
Yeah.
So we went to the zoo. And because everyone was at the Winter Wonderland thing, this little, like, winter carnival, the zoo was completely dead. So that was great. You know, we went.
And then there's a walk to Camden.
I went to Camden.
We got a new gargoyle.
We got a new gargoyle because we have our patio with all these, like, little concrete.
We'd have to put a picture up. I don't think we've ever shared a picture.
I think we talked about it once and we never
I think we mentioned it. Yeah, we'd have to put a picture up.
You've got one on your personal Instagram you can find.
Our front porch just has a bunch of gardens. We need to go back.
It's time. We haven't bought one from the new...
I've not seen the new location.
Yeah, I did. Well, that was ages. That was probably...
It was when you met Jen.
Yeah, when was that? September, maybe?
Yeah.
A while ago. But yeah, I just think that people can be really intimidated by the idea of a getaway or a holiday. It doesn't have to be a full-on thing, but setting time aside for, like Rich said, you know, more than just a date. You know, dates are super important, and, you know, we've talked about that a lot. You know, even if it's just going to get a coffee and a cake, you know, that's really important, but a little bit more where you can really focus on each other and just get away from the stresses of life. Like I said, for me personally, work's been crazy, a lot going on. So it's nice for me to be away, you know, a few towns away even, just separate yourself from everything that's going on.
Yeah, and I think if any of this is still sort of out of reach, like going back to episode 8 of this podcast, The Joys and Importance of Establishing Traditions with Your Partner, that was kind of about, you remind me of this when you talk about that day out. There are things that we do every year. So, you know, your autumn fall decorations around the house.
My autumn obsession.
And yeah, you have this obsession with it and you decorate the house, which is new to me. Like, you know, other than Christmas, that's the only time you decorate a house. Yeah. But now I look forward to every year and you get the decorations out, and it's the time of year when you start cooking things like your spicy soup with the rice and the chicken. Like, it's a food I've never eaten before.
Baking and...
The house just feels different. It feels cozy. And then it ties in with things I like the snooker tournament start up. Yes. And, you know, and then it's the build up to Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you think that's a really nice tradition. And then, like you said, we've got the gargoyles in the place. So we've established some things that are ours that we solidify every year, and then you start to look forward to it. And again, that can really help with this sort of reconnection, because it's just something that kind of snaps you out of the everyday grind. So it doesn't, you know, yeah, the getaways and things are important, but if it's something you can't do or you don't want to just rely on something that happens fairly infrequently, think either what traditions you've already created or what you could create. And that could be a fusing of cultures. Like, I don't necessarily think the ones I just mentioned are fusing of cultures, but there's an element of it. You know, the food you're cooking are new to me.
Well, and like fall isn't... Because basically, you know, the harvest and Thanksgiving is a very big deal in the American culture.
Yeah.
Here, it's not a thing. Like, I was looking at... Because we mentioned I have a fall obsession, autumn obsession, whatever you want to call it. I have a countdown on my phone, counting down to the first day of autumn. I'm obsessed with, like, following autumn picture Facebook accounts and Instagram accounts and, like, just liking all of them. But, like, it's not a thing here. Mm-hmm. There might be a corn maze, and that's about it. Like
Halloween's getting to be a bigger deal.
Yeah, but mainly for little kids. But yeah, it is a little bit. At least I can buy...
So, you know, if you come from two different backgrounds, fuse them together, and do something like, again, way back on our website, go back to last year, we've got the blog post about the horror movie challenge that we did.
Yeah, I want to do that again this year.
And for those who haven't read that, it was 2015, it was a little while back. During the month of October, every night we watched a horror film, and I think we missed one or two. So by the end of it, we did about 29, 30 movies. And you can do that anytime. February, do Valentine's, rom-coms, Christmas, obvious one. We've also just had days where we're like, right, today's like an Arnie day.
Yeah, we do that. So basically, like, in England, Christmas Day and Boxing Day are like a bank holiday, so everything's shut, offices are shut. And then New Year's Day is also, but there's 3 days between that. Some offices close. Ours, does yours close?
What?
Does your office close between Christmas and New Year's?
No.
So we both take, a lot of people do it in this country, take those 3 days as vacation. So you have like a full week almost off.
A lot of places are actually closed.
Yeah, like most of the shops and stuff, a couple days might be open. But for us, like I love those days off because it's like, you're just home. So, like, you know, Christmas Eve is we've talked about our traditions before, but Christmas Eve is our time together. That's when we exchange presents. We have, like, a fun dinner, whether that's, like, Mexican or a takeaway, Chinese or whatever. And then Christmas Day is obviously either with Rich's dad and stepmom or his mum and stepdad. And then Boxing Day, which with whatever set of parents we didn't see before. And then we've got, like, 2 or 3 days after that where it's just, like, you know, eating all of our Christmas chocolates and, you know, trying out all of our presents and stuff like that. And we usually have one day where we go out and do something fun. We've gone to London before. We've gone to Canterbury before. Then we have one day where we just like doss. We just eat all of our chocolates. We stay in cozy clothes and we pick, yeah, like 1 year it was Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. 1 year it was Mel Gibson movies. I think we'll do Jason Statham this year.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I think so.
That's
when we're here. When we're in America, our Christmas is very different.
So yeah, listen to episode 8, the about traditions, and yeah, it's just thinking, I suppose like it's become our buzzword, but you know, we talk a lot about intentionality, and it's just, what can you do that's a bit fun? And like you said, there's where we just kind of on the go all the time, and it can be nice to say, okay, this period of time, everything else is put to one side, we're going to just do this together.
Yeah, and I think, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, like, you are, I think I'm driven, but you're much more actionable in your, how driven you are and ambitious you are. And I think you've been in a particular place lately where you're like killing it and you're like, I want to do this and I want to do that. And you're doing so much. I was really looking forward to this weekend because you could take a break from that and not feel guilty about it. Because I know that sometimes when I'm trying to achieve things, if I have a day off of it, you feel like, oh, but I'm going to lose momentum or whatever. And I think it's just nice for you both to forget about the hustle, you know, yeah, forget about the things you're trying to achieve and just focus on each other.
Well, the other thing we do is Christmas morning. This started when a few years back when we decided to like take fitness a bit more seriously. And Christmas morning, we wake up early and there's this hill. We drive there, take the dogs.
Park a ways away from it.
Yeah, it's just about, what, a half a mile walk to the hill. And then,
east, yeah.
Then we climb this hill and it's lovely views. We're there sort of...
7:30.
We're there just after sunrise.
It's like 7:30 in the winter.
And then yeah, and no one else is out because it's Christmas Day. They're either asleep or doing presents, whatever. And then it's about an hour or so. We do this walk and
a little bit longer.
We just feel really good. You feel like you've really earned it. Yeah, and Christmas dinner, and you've achieved something. Yeah. But you're together, we have the dogs, the views are stunning. Nice train in the background.
Yeah, there's a steam train nearby if you heard a little whistle. And there's Alfie snoring.
But you know, yeah, so that's something we do as well. So it's nice to have these things sort of potted throughout the year.
Yeah, it's really nice. We do that. And then we go home and we each, you know, take a shower, get ready, get all Christmassy'd up. And
then we go to whichever parent we see, and then we have breakfast. And,
yeah, champagne and orange juice, and bagels with cream cheese and salmon and then chocolates, and then
Christmas dinner, and then cheese and biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, intentionality, time together, time away from all the distractions.
Yeah, and like tonight we're looking forward to lovely steak dinner. We're going to pick
out ribeye steak.
Ribeye.
My first ribeye.
I love ribeye.
By the time everyone listens to this tomorrow, we'd have already eaten it.
Be processing in our tummies.
Yeah.
It's going to be delicious. Anyways, back to the topic. Yeah, I think you're right. It all does come back to being intentional in your relationship. And but doesn't just mean doing nice things for each other or surprising each other or being supportive. It means saying, hey, look, we need this. And whether it doesn't mean things are bad, like, oh, we need this to save our relationship. It's, you know what, I could just do with a little bit more of you right now and get away from, you know, like, our house is lovely. And as you guys know, we've done a lot of work to it recently, which reminds me, I never put up a finished picture, so I'll have to do that when we get home. But it's still just nice to get away from the same scene. You know, like you said, change of scenery is really important. Not just as a couple, but just as a human. Like, it's nice to do something different and mix it up. And yeah, spontaneity is your friend.
So I feel like that's all we've got to say on this.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all we've got to say about that.
That was a bit Southern Forrest Gump / English. I don't know what happened there. Sorry, guys. My accents are bad.
But I was going to say, for people who are new to this podcast, because we've seen a sort of lift in numbers and people reaching out and saying that they've just found us and stuff. If you visit our website now, there should be a little pop-up that you see about building a rock-solid relationship. And what that is, it's a list of the best episodes from the podcast, depending on whether you're long distance or what we've called non-distance. That was your
phrase. I've coined that phrase,
So it's just, call it like a, you know, a little
guide.
A little guide, cheat sheet, introduction to the podcast. Because I always find, if I find a podcast, whatever, you know, a new author, whatever it is, you think, I don't know where to start. It's quite a big time investment. So
yeah, and because we cover different topics, not just long distance.
Yeah, exactly.
It can be a bit like, maybe this episode isn't for me.
Yeah, so if you're thinking, I'm not long distance, or I am long distance, how do I kind of get only to those most relevant? Yeah, as you said, we've got episodes for married couples, people who just live together, people who don't. So that is, if you're wondering what it is, or you want to get more information about this,
or then, if you keep ignoring it, maybe it's relevant.
Yeah, so stick your email address into that.
We won't spam you.
We won't spam you, and it just means we can keep you up to date of new episodes. We've got something exciting in the works that's coming fairly soon.
Yeah,
won't
give I've mentioned,
any promises on,
been mentioning
on
those
dates yet.
Other projects. We've
but
got some stuff for you.
You'll get notified of that first. But it also, yeah, it just means if you're a little bit daunted by the back episodes, you can just kind of cut through the shit and get straight to where you...
We've literally said, like, everyone should listen to these episodes. If you're long distance, these are probably the most relevant to
and
you.
And we've got a little synopsis for each one. So even if you think, okay, that's in the long distance section and I am long distance, but, oh, that bit, that doesn't matter to me. You know, we've kind of broken it down to be as succinct as possible. It's not like a 20-page guide. It's like 2-3 pages. It's just a little list
with a little bit of commentary, like it's literally a sentence commentary about what each
so,
one's about.
So if you'd all like to stick your email address in there and get that, we would appreciate it, and we hope you'd appreciate what you get too. A little bit of housekeeping is our fundraiser for the Mitchells is still live. We'll put the link to that in the show notes for this so you can read it everywhere. But 2 episodes back now is their episode. Meet the couple, the Nyla and Lawrence Mitchell.
Yep.
If you haven't listened to it, we think that's a really valuable episode.
Alfie is snoring so loud right now.
Yeah, hopefully he's not bored. Anything you want to add to that? Other than the obligatory Instagram?
Plug. No, not really. Just do what we say.
Thank you to all our new listeners. All our new listeners. I don't know what I did there.
Consolidated words. As you said, we have seen an influx of like followers on Instagram, and I think it's really annoying because we can't actually see like how many subscribers we have to the podcast. And it, obviously I know it varies from platform, like whether you listen on Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or whatever. But we can tell that like within the first couple hours, there's a lot more listens. So we think people, more notifications are going through to subscribers, but we can tell where there's a lot more people, which we're really excited about.
And people are reaching out and saying that they found it. So hello to everyone. Thank you for listening. And
thank you mucho. Yeah,
keep in touch.
Yeah, and make sure you go away.
That's it, just go away.
No, go away. Go away with your lover. No, just go away, you guys. Oh my God, that reminds me. Speaking of go away, I was at work yesterday and there's this guy that like sits behind me and it's a bit different. And he always like answers his mobile like at his desk, which I just find, if you do it once in a while, it's okay. But I just think it's really rude if you do it constantly. And he was like, hello, who is this? And you could tell it was a sales call. And he's like, what's this in reference to? And obviously the person said something and he goes, you guys keep calling me. Stop calling me. Just stop calling me. Go away. Just hung up and we were all just like, oh, what? So funny. So yeah, don't just go away.
Yeah, don't go away.
Go away with your partner. Yeah. Go away and have a nice getaway because it makes you remember.
And tell us about it. Tell us what you did.
Tell us where you go, what your adventures are.
Give inspiration to our listeners and we'll share it on our Instagram.
And also if you have like really cheap ways to get a special day out or a little getaway, that would be awesome. But yeah, it just makes you want to look at him and say hello.
And fuck him.
And so, well, that, and say I love you.
Yeah.
I think people would like it if you said it back to me.
Oh, I love you. I did it in your voice.
Thank you.
I'm sexy like that.
What, sexy because you can do my little girly American voice?
Yeah.
That's so hot. I love it when you talk to me like an American girl.
Turns me on.
Makes me feel at home. Anyways, we're going to go away now.
It's steak time.
It's steak time. Bye.